Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Branding expert Seth Godin, who writes vociferously and extremely intelligently about all kinds of marketing and branding topics, recently posted about Entrepreneur Magazine and their aggressive behavior to try to stifle others from using the word entrepreneur. Essentially, Godin is calling out Entrepreneur Magazine for being a trademark bully. Trademark bullies were in the news quite a bit several years ago, and the topic has died down a little bit, but it is still something that I'm acutely aware of, in part because I represent so many small businesses. Because the trademark system doesn't really have any penalties for overly aggressive enforcement of trademark rights or for asserting trademark rights that may not really exist, big businesses, generally, small businesses could be bullies too, but let's just say businesses who are aggressive on trademark enforcement and possibly going beyond the scope of the law in terms of alleging infringements face almost no retribution. They can be publicly shamed, and that's about it. There's no court proceeding to get back at them other than successfully defending a case, but successfully defending a case can still take a lot of time and a lot of money. So trademark bullying is a real problem because many companies do stretch the limits of what they're really entitled to enforce with their trademarks. And I wrote about this several years ago, and my theory is that there's a way to assess whether or not a bullying label is appropriate is to look at whether the claim is overreaching and whether the tactics are heavy-handed. It's possible that just heavy-handed tactics or just a very overreaching claim could be bullying. Usually there's some combination of both of those. And Entrepreneur has been known to aggressively claim that other people shouldn't be using the word entrepreneur when they're talking about services for entrepreneurs. I mean, it's clearly descriptive at best. Monster Energy Beverages also is quite aggressive in going after other people who use the word monster, not just in connection with drinks, but in connection with a whole range of goods and services. Duke University is very aggressive in going after others who want to register names that feature the nickname Duke or sometimes just a capital letter D. And of course, Duke and Monster and Entrepreneur are well-known brands and they are entitled to protect their brands. The issue is when they go too far. And from my perception, the issue is that the system doesn't have any disincentive for them to go too far. And that's where something needs to be fixed, something needs to be changed. So I encourage everybody who's bothered by trademark bullying to consider getting involved in chambers of commerce or small business associations and raising this issue and trying to create a voice to lobby for change in the laws or action by Congress to help address this. I will briefly say before closing that Congress did do a study several years ago about whether trademark bullying was a problem, but I found that study to be very ineffective and very slanted towards big businesses. No surprise, as they're the ones who are most involved in the congressional rulemaking and lawmaking processes and associations that have lobbying and connections with Congress. So there are trademark bullies out there. And as I said, I think that it's when a business asserts an overreaching claim and uses heavy-handed tactics that trademark bully label fits. But I would like to know how you define a trademark bully. I've written a lot about this. You can find my other articles and discussions on my blog, but I'd like to know how you define a trademark bully, and feel free to leave a comment or reach out to me. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.